Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire an appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Tech Tony. Anthony, or Tech Tony, is your go-to guy for data-driven strategies and nerdy things. As a Google data engineer and international business consultant, he specializes in helping small businesses grow their online presence with impactful PPC marketing campaigns. With a passion for empowering businesses to succeed online, he brings a blend of expertise and a holistic approach to digital strategy to the table. Years of expertise bringing his agency to the top 3% in North America. His goal is to help you understand the digital marketing landscape and navigate the challenges of online growth with ease. So, Anthony, Tech Tony, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
So glad to have you here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Well, the biggest thing is competitive analysis or using AI to help with looking through data in Google Analytics. So, as a Google data engineer, as a PPC guy, we spend a lot of our time at analytics, and so we tend to get something that's called data fatigue. It's a real thing. You like all of a sudden, chart after chart, it all starts blending in. And so I got to personally step up, walk away, and just kind of look at something else, touch grass or something that's not a computer screen. But the AI that we've been using, primarily we use Google Gemini internally for the company. My second in charge, Tim Tompkins, he likes to use ChatGPT. And then we argue between each other which one's better. But we use Google. I use Google Gemini a lot. And just to help, it's attached to analytics and it just really helps my industry for us under have a better understanding and possibly see patterns that after looking at analytics all day by myself, I would definitely miss. And so we're able to use that information. They'll take the more rough bulk of the information and then simplify it for me so I can look at it quicker, analyze data faster myself, and it helps me make a decision on like what type of audience to build, how do you adjust a PPC campaign, performance max, a display, whatever the hell it may be that we're working on for our clients. And so it helps make my job easier, and I stare at charts and graphs a lot less.
Oh, wow. Tell me more about that. Like that practical application for your business that you use AI. Tell me more like, yeah, go ahead.
So we have an API branch connection using the Google Cloud Service for coding. Probably a lot of you are probably familiar with it. It's a paid service through Google, well, paid and free service through Google to integrate third-party systems into each other, make them connect and work. And so I use personally Gemini into analytics to find patterns or sequences that I may miss. Say, for some reason, I have a banker's attorney, and for some reason, more effective searches are happening during Saturdays at 3 p.m., where we generally might not have his ad running because no one's at the front desk to answer the phone. Well, Gemini will see that and let me know, say, hey, we're seeing a slight increase of more effective search terms during this time period. Maybe we should start running ads. And here's the thing. Some of our clients, like I have a funeral home, they run ads 24/7. There's no way I can keep track of all the information. Gemini helps with that. We have this one's really neat that Gemini helped create. We have a script that we put into Google for our HVAC clients. And I wrote this script incongruent with Gemini filling in the blanks, the JavaScript coding. Pretty much what this does is every hour on the hour for our HVAC clients, it takes the weather data, search term data that was collected within the last hour. It compares it to last year's over year exact same hour, and then it looks at the weather moving forward for the next hour. And using those three metrics, it automatically determines and adjusts the ads for us automatically. I can't do that on my own, much less do it quick enough that's even effective, where I'm like, let's pull up this chart, then look at this, even in an Excel spreadsheet. There's no way a person like me, years of experience, I've been doing this for 12 years. And we've been using the whole ChatGPT thing when it came out, made everything very popular. We were already using, what was it, Google called before Bard, I think was the AI was called before. So it's just not more popular. Anyways, we can't do that as a person. And so it helps make that adjustment within seconds. Looks at the last hour of data that's been currently collected, previous year, and the next hour moving forward, and then makes adjustments on ads determining on what's the weather going to be like, because they are highly affected by that. AI does that for me, helps our clients.
Oh my gosh, I'm blown away.
It helped write the scripting for that.
That's super awesome. And I am curious about your arguments about Gemini and ChatGPT. Why do you think that Gemini is better?
Well, all right. So one of the biggest things that I have against ChatGPT and all the ChatGPT, well, I'm not trying to hate on it. It's when it came out, and I'm sure they made adjustments since then, and I've used it here and there. But when it first came out, people were using it to write coding, which what you would do, but that coding became public. And so companies are getting in trouble with proprietary coding now out on the internet. And Bard at the time didn't have that feature where its stuff didn't always end up on the open web. So we here at Pathfinders and Marketing, we do have a lot of proprietary coding that's written to our end to our clients' ads. They're called scripts in Google and Google PPC and Google Ads. And so we don't want that just being out there because it's lines of codes, hours worth of work, and we want some rinky-dinky marketer to find it and then copy and paste it and then use it, you know? So that was my biggest thing with it. And then also being a Google data engineer, I guess I'm just kind of biased, where I'm just like, man, I'm not going to use ChatGPT. You know, screw Microsoft and Bing.
Maybe, but I can totally understand what you say about the codes. Like, I have, for instance, I have proprietary prompt that I use, and they took me hours to craft, and it would be very sad for someone to just go and just like snag
Yeah,
it if I didn't intend it for that.
I'm all for sharing knowledge and information. The majority of our company's policies, like our YouTube videos and whatnot, it's years of learning, and then we make a YouTube video, obviously. But there's just some things I'm just like, I don't want to share that. Like I'm
That's
like
exactly, yes.
that coding that for our HVAC clients, if a
Yeah.
client leaves us, they don't get to keep that coding,
Yeah.
and it's not public. I'm not going to share that. Top five secrets that you like download my ebook. Now that's not going to go out there. That type of
Yeah.
thing. Of stuff,
Yeah, no,
but
I completely am there with you.
because we also use I also use Google Notebook, which is its in-house built AI. You know, feed it information, spits stuff out based off what you feed it, and it's closed source. It's not connected to the internet either. So what I use that for is organization, personal organization of all the blogs and email letters that I write. Every time I design something, it goes into that as well. So it kind of helps us with our company SEO to help update or rewrite some of our content. Now, for the small business owners listening to this, you gotta be careful when you're using AI to write your content. It won't rank as well as self-written content, but you can use it like we do to help expand upon our content, or if a client has a redundant question that we get a lot. Our internal AI that has all of our company's content will put that in there, and they'll spit up what we need, and we can just immediately send that to the client to help them fix whatever problem they have, instead of being like, oh crap, how do we do that again? I know we wrote something about that. Where's that blog we wrote? You know, helps cut down on that type of mess around.
Oh, that's awesome. Tony, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, as a marketing company, we don't specifically specialize in one industry. Like, I only do realtors or doctors. Our agency was specialized specifically on understanding how Google search works and having a holistic approach. So we are open to any business that is interested in having us do a free audit, reach out to us to take a look at what they're doing, what they haven't done for running Google ads, small to medium-sized businesses was what we
Awesome.
serve. And we don't say no to any particular niche as long as it makes sense that they're a good fit for us.
And where can they find you?
Anywhere on the internet. So when I tried to brand myself, I thought it was cool and wanted to be different. So Tech Tony is tech without the H, and now the SEO is stuck. So Tech Tony, or looking up Pathfinder Digital Marketing, we are on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. We're not on Instagram as much. We're starting to change that. And on LinkedIn as well was where I post most of my new press releases. Pathfinder Digital Marketing or Tech Tony, and you'll see me.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap them here. Thanks to our guest, Tech Tony, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting Tech Tony on social media or going to Pathfinder's Digital Marketing. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices. Especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.